So we've been looking at why did Jesus come into the world? Why did he enter in and take on human form? Why would he enter in? We've looked at a lot of different things. We came that we saw that he came to give his life as a ransom. He came to defeat and destroy the works of the devil. Tonight, we're going to look at one verse out of Luke chapter 4, verse 43, that he said to them, he's answering the Pharisees around him, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. So when we think about why Jesus came to earth, he says, I was sent for this purpose. Let me pray for us as we think about and reflect on that. God, I ask that you would be in our midst, that you would teach us much. God, that you would show us the gospel. Would you remind us of the good news that we know, the good news of what you have done in sending Jesus into this world, not just to be born, but to live, to die, to rise, and to ascend into heaven victorious in ushering in his kingdom. God, I pray that we would, every single one of us, would reflect on where we are in relationship to Jesus tonight. God, help us to know the good news and not just think of it as some sort of sentimental holiday. God, help us to know the truth of the good news that Jesus came to promote and to proclaim. In Jesus' name, amen. So back in 2020, right in the middle of COVID, there was a word added to the dictionary. The Oxford and others, they added the word doom scrolling. Doom scrolling, which is what one author described as when you binge on news or on social media about troubling things. And so in the middle of COVID, it was fitting, but could it be a tragedy, a crisis, a disaster? And you sat there and just scrolled through, almost addicted to bad news. Another way of saying it was doom surfing. This article goes on to say that research suggests that doom scrolling can send your mind racing and lead to burnout. It can also make you feel uncertain, anxious, or distressed. And those feelings can steal your sleep, your appetite, your motivation, or desire to do things that you usually enjoy. And yet, we do it to ourselves, almost addicted to more and more tragic news. That bad news is often far more enticing to read than good news. You know, we want a little bit of it, but we find ourselves reading on tragedies. I would say it's a little twisted on our part, but the words of the song, Joy to the World, that we just sang, come as a way for us to really respond and wrestle with what Christmas is all about. And I would say they come as a breath of fresh air for us. And so right off the beginning is Joy to the World. That the Lord is come. What are we celebrating there? What is the joy for all of us? Is the words that Jesus read, that we read in verse 43 of Luke, that he said to them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God. That he came to preach and proclaim, declare and announce something. And he came to announce good news. And for us doom scrollers that are addicted to bad news, this breaks in as a breath of fresh air. And he says, I was sent for this purpose. I was sent for the purpose to declare good news. He came into this world in order to give it to us, to let us know that good news had actually arrived, and that good news is possible in the midst of this dark and hollow world. So that translation of that came to preach the good news of the kingdom, that what we translate preach the good news is actually one word in the Greek. It is the preface you, which means good, And then angelizo, angel, and then kind of verb the word angel. So it's good, and the word angel is not actually about a being. It's about a message or an announcement. So it is a good message or a good announcement, a good news message that Jesus is declaring. It's the word that we get our word evangelism from. So if you want to evangelize, oftentimes you think, you know what, I need to know a bunch of things. I need to have it all lined up in my head. I need to know these things. Actually, to evangelize, all you need to do is tell somebody about the good news. It's really nothing more than that. It is far easier than getting a whole bunch of truth statements together. It is telling someone good news. And this term actually comes from the ancient times when they would go off to battle and they would go off to war. And it's not like they had the internet and they didn't have the news stations. And so whatever would happen on a foreign battlefield, the only way to get word back home was to send a messenger. And that messenger would come running home, and this word to proclaim or to tell good news is when a victorious warrior was in return back to his people, he was coming with news of victory. He was coming with euangelion, which is new good news. He was the one who was to proclaim it. And he would be surrounded with greenery. He would get some sort of reward because he was bringing back good news to the people. It was a big deal. And so when Jesus says, I am coming to proclaim good news, he is actually saying not just good news of his arrival, but good news of victory. And we need to hear that. We need to hear what his good news. And so when we hear those words, joy to the world, it really is a rejoicing. Good news of great joy. But what is the good news? Is it just his arrival? It's good news of the kingdom of God. Did you catch that? And what's a kingdom? Is where there's a rule and a reign of someone, a sovereign over all things. And so what we are celebrating at Christmas is not just Jesus in a manger, but it is the King coming in his kingdom. God's sovereign rule over history brings it to bear. The arrival and the actual presence of the kingdom of God starts to take root, but oftentimes it's hard to see the kingdom of God. Jesus even said it in Luke 17. He says, the kingdom of God is not coming in the ways that can be observed, nor will they say, look, here it is, or there, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. That God's kingdom, as Jesus ushers it in, it starts to change everything, but oftentimes it's hard to see. Because it is a great reversal of the broken things, of the darkness in this world. Wrongs become right. Sickness is healed. The blind see. The last become first, and the first become last. The proud are brought low, and the humble are exalted. All brought about by a king coming. Joy to the world. But then we get to that next phrase, let earth receive her king. The good news of the kingdom of God implies, if it's good news of a kingdom, implies there is a king. And so one commentator said that Jesus is not just bringing a new teaching, but bringing himself as the content of the message. So the good news of the kingdom of God is that there is a king that came into the world. Joy to the world. Let earth receive her king. The Savior reigns. He rules the world with truth and grace. He is the king. I love that phrase. He rules the world with truth and grace. Because his kingdom is a kingdom of grace. It's not people who dress themselves up that receive the blessing of God. The grace of God comes to those who know their shortcomings. The grace of God comes to those who know that they have lived as if they were king rather than Jesus being king. And if you are one that says, you know what, I live on my own terms, or I used to live on my own terms, that's the beginning point of actually coming into a relationship with King Jesus. We receive his grace not because we're good people, it's because we recognize that we have tried to do it on our own and we've tried to replace him as king. The good news of the gospel for us is that Jesus and his kingdom comes to those who are willing to humble themselves as opposed to dress themselves up. I was thinking of this concept of grace, and back in 2016, the Cleveland Cavaliers NBA basketball team, they were in the NBA Finals. They were losing 3-1 in the Finals, and 3-1 is pretty much like you're never coming back and you're not winning a thing. Highly, highly unlikely until LeBron James just did LeBron James things, and they came back, they won 3 games in a row, and they became the new champs of the NBA. After that game, their head coach, Tyronn Lue, was praising LeBron James, and he said this: great things happen to great people. And guess what? That's bad news. Because unless you're like LeBron James, right? Or unless you measure up to the holiness of God, unless you can stand before God and that you resonate and that you measure up into his standard, great things happen to great people. That's not good news. That's bad news. And that's why Jesus coming with good news of the kingdom of God is that we enter by his grace. And that's where that phrase in Joy to the World, let every heart prepare him room. It's not just good enough that Jesus is king. It's great that he is, but how do you relate to him as king? Our world says what? Our world and maybe even our hearts naturally say, I am better off if I rule my own life. Nobody is going to tell me what to do. But the good news about a king, the good news about a kingdom, is that there is a king to rule over you. A king to give you life, that the king to give your life to and to give your life for. The good news is that you are not ruling your life. It is a king who knows what you need. It is a good king that brings good news. And we all need a king, and it needs to not be ourselves. And so how do we prepare room for King Jesus? Is that we would turn from our ways of trusting in ourselves or doing it according to our own ideas and our own ways, and turning to him as Jesus, the king of this world in our lives. The Bible calls this repentance, that we would repent, not simply ask for forgiveness, but actually surrender, or what one author says, to yield to God's rule or reign in Jesus. Jesus says, I was sent for this purpose, to preach good news of the kingdom of God. Do you know the good news? And the only way to know the good news is, do you know the king? And have you surrendered your life to him? That's the only way that Christmas actually becomes good news to us. Let's pray. God, I ask that you would help us to just wrestle with that. Are we living life on our own terms, or are we living life surrendered to you as king, that we find our life in surrendering to you, find our life in calling you king, that we would turn away from our old ways, that we would turn to you, that we would repent, that we would believe that Jesus is who he says he is, that he came as a savior of the world. God, I pray that you would speak through your word. Thanks for this time that we can gather and just the joy of being able to sing and reflect and enjoy your goodness to us. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.